47-year-old Hussam Al-Isawi and his 8-member family live in this small 5-square-meter food house. Al-Isawi suffers a heart condition and has been jobless for the past 10 years. In addition to a $350 monthly allowance provided by local authorities, he depends on food rations from the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, to feed his family. He says that beginning in April, his food ration will be cut off. His family will be deprived of food assistance they currently get 4 times a year of about 900 pounds of wheat, 5 gallons of cooking oil, 40 pounds of sugar, 13 pounds of powdered milk, and some canned beef.
I want to know why they cut off the food ration. Why would they cut off this assistance to me and my family? Have we become rich, so they have the right to cut my food ration off?
UNRWA contends that the decision to cut off food rations from tens of thousands of refugee households is meant to help the most needy families in the territory. Palestine Liberation Organization's People's Committee for Refugees contends that they are just another in a long series of reductions of UNRWA services over the past 3 decades. Adnan Abu Hasna is a spokesperson for UNRWA in Gaza.
What UNRWA is doing, that trying to double the help for the needy people, okay, to find the real poor people.
Only those who prove to have no income whatsoever will continue to receive the food rations. UNRWA is the primary humanitarian aid provider for Palestinian refugees in Gaza, West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. Their services include healthcare, education, sanitation, and food. According to Abu Hasna, UNRWA currently spends $80 million a year on food distributions for more than 1 million refugees in Gaza alone.
This is the main problem, the siege and the blockade in Gaza. Before 2000 and before the blockade and the siege, we were begging people, Gaza, to come to receive the food ration, and they said no, because they were working in Israel and working, and the private sector were flourishing. This is the problem.
According to the Gaza Popular Committee for Breaking the Israeli Siege of Gaza, more than 80% of Gaza's local industries are now shut down because of an Israeli closure and embargo on exports in place since 2007. UNRWA's Abu Hasna says anyone currently under notice that they are scheduled to be cut from the program can file an appeal. Rami Al-Mighari, Free Speech Radio News, Gaza.